proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we progress in our series about significant valleys in the Bible, we look at Jewish history and the role these valleys played. While mountains can afford people breathtaking vistas of the nearby terrain, valleys contain those elements necessary to sustain life. In the study of significant valleys, we will look at several such places which played important roles in the Bible. Our topic for today is the Valley of Achor. The Valley of Achor lay near the city of Jericho. It derived its name from a Hebrew word which meant disturbance or trouble. The book of Joshua contained an incident describing exactly how the Valley of Achor received its name. Before the battle for Jericho commenced, according to Joshua chapter 6, God issued the Israelites a warning. Quote, "Keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it." Unquote. God had told the Israelites to consecrate unto him any spoils of war that they might capture in Jericho. The opening verse of Joshua chapter 7 stated that, quote, "The children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing," unquote. As a result of his action, quote, "The anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel," unquote. Note that God attributed the guilt for Achan's transgression to the entire Jewish nation, even though it was only a single individual who actually committed the forbidden act. When Joshua fell on his face before God, after the Israelites were defeated by the inhabitants of Ai, God told him, quote, "Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff," unquote. God declared to Joshua that he would no longer help the Jewish nation until he had dealt with the matter. Joshua took immediate action. On the very next day, he assembled the Israelites. Through a process, perhaps drawing lots, Achan's guilt became revealed to the entire congregation of Israel. Joshua encouraged Achan to confess his sin publicly, and he did so. Joshua then brought Achan, his family, and his possessions to the Valley of Achor. At that time, the Jewish leader declared, quote, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day," unquote. The Israelites proceeded to put Achan and his family to death by stoning them. After the execution was completed, the Israelites set fire to the remains. This account showed how the Valley of Achor received its name, namely due to the trouble that Achan brought upon his compatriots by violating God's commandment. Isaiah, in the 65th chapter of his book, alluded to this locale as, quote, "a place for the herds to lie down in," unquote. He employed the phrase Valley of Achor as a metaphor for describing an existing condition of strife and trouble. The prophet contrasted his own troublous times with the peace that would prevail in Israel after God restored the Jewish nation. God employed a similar figure of speech in the second chapter of Hosea, declaring that he would give the Jewish nation, quote, "the Valley of Achor for a door of hope," unquote. In other words, God would give Israel trouble, but he would also deliver them out of that trouble, becoming a source of hope for them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.